Welcome everyone to another edition of Let Me Talk About It. This is your host, Sean Pennington, and today we are going to discuss the good and bad on characteristics of being a leader or manager or somebody within that realm. To give you a little background, I've spent almost 20 years in some form or another of manager or a leadership role. And there are certain soft skills or hard skills that you have to develop within your time before you actually become a good leader. Now, as a leader, you don't have to have every what we deem as soft skills. And those are skills that you have or you can build on. Soft skills that would include coming to work early, integrity, being honest. Those are soft skills. Now, there is what is defined as hard skills. Hard skills are things of trade or things that you have to learn. Including these would include like getting a degree, learning how to input stuff on a computer with like IT, or just, you know, getting a nursing degree, some of that nature, going to becoming a doctor. So ultimately, those are hard skills, the stuff that basically you have to pick something up and actually have to physically learn the skill. As a leader, you have to have both hard skills and soft skills. Moreover, you need to have a lot more soft skills than hard skills. And I know the very first thing y'all are going to do whenever you sit there and listen, and they're going to be like, you don't have to have a lot of hard skills. Truth be known, I can tell you that in all the amount of time that I have been in business, I have spent the majority of my time in and out of work learning some kind of hard skill. That is my goal. I try to at least learn one hard skill a month, plus whatever I'm doing naturally within my degree. So I don't even take in consideration my degree. I just take in something that I want to learn new. And a good example of that is right now doing these podcasts. It is something that I'm learning. It is every episode that I do find things that I wish I could make better, things I know I can do better. So I try to work on these as I progress. I know there's a lot of things that I still have to improve on and still have to do. And I know that with time, it is going to get better. I also am working on building a website so I can start bringing over all my podcasts to my website. That way, I don't have to have a third party actually doing all my feeds. And it's not that I don't like my third party feed. And by the way, you can actually go to rss.com and you can start your own feeds, and you can actually work through those. The benefit of rss.com is that they have the ability to give your podcast an umbrella of different avenues. So you can go through Apple, Google, Samsung, any of your podcast listening devices. When you think of a leader, just take a second and sit and envision, who do you define as a leader? Look at your great leaders that you had in your life, great leaders from the past. Now, every leader has their good and their bad. It doesn't matter what leader it is, you can find something, and everybody does. My personal leadership is a combination of people that I have watched over the years, people I've envisioned that I want to be, the greatest leader that I've actually been around, or was around, and you all have always heard me talk about practically every podcast, was my father. He devoted a third of his life to teaching students collision repair. It's not that the collision repair was the biggest portion of it, which it really was. It was the hard skill that, you know, these kids developed, and it was great to have him around because a lot of the students, former students, still come up and, you know, they talk with me and everything. A lot of the students, they learned the soft skills that they would need in the trade whenever the time came when they graduated and were starting their business, or if they were actually going out to the field and working in a repair shop. And a lot of those soft skills that he gave them, he always had. Integrity, honesty, he had a drive, he had compassion, and he had the ability to give knowledge that I wish I had. I think that when you look at leaders, and I look at him as a person and as a dad growing up, I could find faults. And it wasn't faults per se that were bad. It was faults because I was upset. I was upset the situation that I put myself in and not his guidance. So the first leadership role I would give you all to tell you that you need in order to become a valued leader, not just a good leader. You want a valued leader. If that's what you want yourself, you need to have honesty. Because if you look at everything and you look at the world today, I can tell you that every mainstream media tries to pull the wool over your eyes. They try to do something to discredit. They mudsling. And an example, if you were following my Twitter last week during the debates that were up there in between the two presidential candidates, I don't know what was, and it wasn't that I didn't logically know. It was mass confusion on both their ends because they were evading questions and trying to mudslide and trying to one-up each other and discredit and things that are not needed for the country. That is not my goal. So I want that completely. That's not my goal for this podcast. Honesty is a skill that, it is a soft skill, and it's not that people don't have it. It's not that people don't want to do it. But we live in a society, right, that a sweet lie tastes better than a bitter truth. I don't care what it costs, whether it's personal, professional, or if it's my income or anything like that, that is not me. I don't like lying to people. I will straightforward tell you pretty much how life is. Now, that's not saying that I don't have tact, and that is another role that you will need. And having tact means that you know how to use the truth. It's not that you're lying, it's not that you're bending the truth, but it is how you present it. I believe that if you look through great leaders, they know how to professionally talk and still hold that professionalism. It's a professional tact. There is language that is used personally and professionally. These are some of the skills that great leaders have. Having professionalism is my second actual skill. And it doesn't matter what industry you're in, being a professional is always going to be what somebody looks at. It doesn't matter on paper how much you have on your resume, what soft skills that you have. I could have a 3-page long list of soft skills that I have used over the years. But it means what if you are not professional in the job you're in? Obviously, there are some jobs that, you know, kind of bend that. You know, obviously, if you're a comedian or, you know, you're a movie star, something of that nature, yeah. There's still professionalism, but it's not in, let's say, an office. Now, don't get me wrong. I love good comedy. I've even went as far back, even as old as I am. I can actually remember watching as a kid Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, whenever they done their stand-up comedy on HBO. Stuff that today, you would look at it and be like, oh my goodness, did he just say that on TV? Because Richard Pryor was like that. Eddie Murphy was like that as a young comedian. And I do believe that Eddie Murphy had said that he had grew up envisioning Richard Pryor and watching him. But professionalism, you have to have a certain etiquette, a certain language, a certain dress code. Because you can look at everything that a person has, they might not see as much. You can, and this has been shown, they've actually done videos on it, where CEOs have dressed as dresses homeless individuals, or they've dressed up as somebody that's in college, they're still in school, so they don't know real proper etiquette on dressing, so they, you know, go in t-shirt and jeans, and they get turned down on jobs. It's not because of the soft skills, it's because of what they look like. Scraggly hair, scraggly beard, with shirts wrinkled and everything else. Meat-minded, those are meat-minded people. These are the people that want those kind of people in life. That's not to say that I'm like that. I like being nice and dressed whenever I go to work, because that is my image that I portray to customers. Because not only does it not represent myself, it also represents my bosses, my owner, and the franchise. So all of that plays a very important role in how I do things, how I talk, and in the way that people see me. Even whenever I'm on these podcasts, yeah, I let things slip from time to time. And I always apologize in advance. There's still an etiquette that I still hold and I still maintain even these podcasts, because in this world today, you don't know who's going to be listening, who's going to be watching, and in 10 years, who's actually going to bring up things from 10 or 20 years ago. And you see it all the time. You see some image or some CEO or, you know, some person having this, that, or the other said, or an email fly that, you know, it wasn't supposed to be, or some MySpace thing, you know, the list goes on. And we see it as a personal attack on somebody because of something that was a little off color. They probably shouldn't have said it in the way they did. They said it, and they paid the price for it. So professionalism will be my number two. My third one for being a great leader is integrity. Integrity, by definition, I will give you everybody a definition, is doing the right thing all the time, even when nobody is watching. That is integrity. I learned integrity in an early age, and as such are things that you should hold value to every day of your life. I will tell you that I will say 90% of my time in my job, I'll go 90%. And say that I'm that much have that much integrity. I'm not going to say it's 100% because there are going to be slip-ups and I'm going to do something wrong. I'm human. It's human nature. And I don't expect my employees to do the same thing. I understand that we're human. I understand there's going to be hiccups, but it's a learning experience. It's a learning curve. So whenever I say something or try to coach somebody or I say, you know, give them a reason of why I'm saying it to them, it's not that I'm getting on to them. It's not I'm being mean. is A, it's my job to actually coach, and it's also my job to give reasons why I'm actually coaching. And given the reasons for saying what I said, and chastising them, having somebody with integrity and doing it the right way all the time is a great leader. And unfortunately, we've had leaders that their integrity is not even on, it's minuscule on what we deem necessary. So we looked at them, and that's the reason why, you know, maybe after so many years, we changed out senators, House representatives, our congressmen, and even though presidential terms are 4 years, you see that sometimes you don't have a president run for 8 years. It's not all integrity. It's some of what plays out. But even with that, even in that role, there is tact, there is things that can be done differently. It's not that they lied to us, but sometimes for the greater good, they've got to break a promise. And unfortunately, that promise could be something on an individual's mind is, you know, a huge thing. But in terms of running a great nation is minuscule. And that's the same thing as a job in a career. You have to do what is best, and this will be number 4, is finding the greater good for the whole instead of the individual. There are times the greater good for an individual could actually benefit the whole. That is its own balance. There are things that can be done for individuals that will help the greater good of everybody. But don't ever take past the whole of the group. They always say that you're only as strong as your weakest link. It does hold true. It does hold it to the fact that you have to know who your people are that are weaker. And I'm not just saying weak, because we all have something that we can work on, that we can wait to be better. As a soft skill for myself, my big ones are like tone, facial expression, things like that, because you don't hardly ever hear me laugh. I like to have fun. When it comes down to listening and listening to my tone and how I actually speak with people, it comes across as anger or disappointment, you know, unpleased. But most of the time, though, I'm always trying to be happy. I try to have the most positive thing that I can do, not only for myself, but for others. I can also tell you that I try to hold the best and positive every day, no matter what the situation is. I try to make myself positive. A good one for today, I was talking with my boss, sitting there talking on, and all of a sudden a bird that was perched on a power line decided it needed a rest stop and used the bathroom on me. I was sitting there talking to him, and then all of a sudden I felt something on my shirt pit. I looked down, and the bird had used the bathroom on me and then left. I thought it was going to be a crappy day. You have a bird crap on you, that's what's going to happen. And it wasn't. I washed off the spot on my shirt, washed my hands up and everything, got to work, and turned out to be a decent day. So that's not to tell you that you can't have a great day, no matter the odds. Now, obviously, there are circumstances that kind of been that, but again, that's not part of this podcast. Final one for this podcast, forward. A great leader, and this is in my eyes a great leader. Obviously, everybody has their own say on what a great leader is, but I do believe what I've envisioned and seen for myself, I do believe that's what makes a great leader. The final part of this podcast for number 5 is knowing when you need help for being a leader. People don't want to take the time to say, hey, I need help. Because in today's world, asking for help makes it look like a sign of weakness. I'm going to tell you that I've asked help on many occasions on many different topics, various tasks. Being a person that asks for help only makes me actually stronger because it shows that I am incapable of having flaws, capable of knowing I need educated, and I do ask for help. So as you sit and listen to this podcast today, I want you to think again about those positive leaders that you've thought about throughout this podcast, or even that you thought of yourself. Are you a great leader, or are you just a placeholder waiting for that next person to come up and take your role? Because I don't want you to be that placeholder. I know you yourself don't want to be that placeholder. What I want you to do is take a moment today and ask yourself, what do I need help on? What do I need help with? Write down. If you've made it through all this podcast, I want you to kind of re-listen to it. Download it, re-listen, and take the time to pause and write down your qualities. Write down the good and bad, because you will know the good and the bad qualities of each. And once you do, you will actually become a better person. If you're a parent, a better parent, and a better boss. The qualities that you show and the qualities that you help with on a daily basis, in turn, make you a better person. And I want to thank you all so much again for listening to the podcast. I do apologize that it was as late as it was. I know I did say I wanted one out yesterday whenever I'd done my Instagram. However, I was trying to get some things done. I do try to make an effort to get with you all every week on stuff and try to become a better person, help you become a better person. I just had a couple of things I need to do for college, and for that I do apologize. But I am getting everything back on track. We will get everything situated. I'll have this podcast uploaded later on this evening. So if you are listening, it will be up later on. I will go in and do the edits on it, and then I will send it all out to you all to listen to. So until next week, thank you so much for tuning in, and have a great day, everybody.